Many thanks then for all your emails about your relatives during World War One. To give you a flavour, they've included the story of a German man living here and married to an Irish woman who was interned in Oldcastle in County Meath in 1916 as an enemy alien and a civilian prisoner of war. Another story concerned a man who died in a botched attack on the Somme in 1916. You can keep them coming to us at history@rte.ie over the next number of months. Now, did you know Ireland has more professional historians than ever before? And this coming Tuesday, an organisation to represent this diverse community is being launched. Founder member and historian Roisin Higgins has dropped in to tell us about the Irish Association of Professional Historians. Why is it necessary to set up an association of professional historians? Is it necessary to protect them in some way?
It's necessary to protect or to represent, I suppose, that diversity. Not all historians have permanent jobs in universities. You know, they work in libraries, museums, archives, but some also, you know, they work in the civil service, they work in management. People with PhDs in history didn't all get jobs, academic jobs. So what this association does is recognise that. So it's not just for the professors and the senior lecturers. It's for the entire community. And what we want to do is to create a sense of community among those professionals.
And one unique feature, I think, of the organisation is a website that will offer a searchable database of historians. Well, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, along with membership of the association, there you will be included in this directory, so an IAPH directory, including all professional historians who are members and their areas of expertise. So this will be an extraordinary resource, I think, for anybody who's trying to do research into a historical topic across the globe. That's the other great thing about the internet. So this will be a community that stretches beyond Ireland, so that we'll know who's working on Irish topics or in Ireland on various topics through this directory.
If there's something you're interested in, who's been there before, you can go on this website and you can find out.
That's right, yeah, and we'll have contact details, we'll have, you know, significant publications, any information they think will be useful for the person who's seeking the expertise.
And briefly, who's eligible for membership?
Full membership. If you have a PhD, you can become a member, or if you are a graduate, someone who is a postgraduate PhD candidate, or if you have made a significant contribution to history, you can make your case and also become a member.
Okay, the website.